Transportation bill, a big deal for farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. This time of year, the roadways are vitally important for farm equipment, and farmers are hoping a new transportation bill could make business even better. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
Will Congress finally pass a new transportation bill? The surface transportation bill expired way back in 2009. In the meantime, Congress has addressed the nation's transportation infrastructure needs with short-term extensions. Now the Senate has passed a two-year bill, while the House passed another short-term extension that will let the two sides work to reconcile the two different versions.
This legislation is basically the surface transportation policy for the country, funds many of the construction projects we see on the side of the roads, helps fund and provide jobs for construction workers. These states are ramping up right now during the summer months to repair the roads and fix the bridges that we all depend on.
American Farm Bureau transportation specialist Andrew Walmsley says provisions in the legislation would exempt farmers and ranchers from a bunch of federal regulations if they haul their goods over state lines.
In today's economy, a lot of times your best market might just be across the state line, especially if you live in a border county. When you cross that state line, a whole host of regulations are triggered. Federal regulations that start treating those farmers like long-haul, year-round commercial truck drivers when simply a farmer in a pickup truck and a livestock trailer is trying to get a few calves to market. It clarifies that if you happen to be under 26,000 pounds, that you're not subject to those federal regulations if you cross a state line. If you're over 26,000 pounds, you can only travel up to 150 air miles from your farm if you cross a state line.
Another provision would allow farm suppliers to deliver agricultural products to farms and ranchers at the busiest times of the year without being restricted by hours of service rules that also affect long-haul truckers.
These two provisions are just trying to make it a little bit easier for farmers and ranchers to make a living.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.